This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts health insurers are due to receive more than $10 million next week. It's their monthly reimbursement for subsidies that make insurance affordable for about 80,000 residents of the state. But it's not clear whether those payments will be made because the White House has labeled them unlawful and says it will end them. Governor Charlie Baker calls that decision wrong. The Massachusetts Hospital Association thinks it's irresponsible. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more on the fallout.
Those 80,000 Massachusetts residents could see their insurance premiums increase very little, or as much as 29%, if what are called cost-sharing reduction payments end. That's if, because Attorney General Maura Healey and at least four other Democratic AGs are filing suit to block what Healey says is a cruel move.
Families' health care costs are going to go through the roof, and people will have less access to health care across America because of Donald Trump.
The AGs are asking a federal court in California to tell the Trump administration it must continue payments while their case is heard. If the payments stop, insurers say many of their members would not be able to afford coverage. Eric Schultz is the CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
So that then leads to the next step where we have a greater number of uninsured. They won't get the care they need, especially for prevention.
Which, says Schultz, would increase costs for doctors and hospitals. David Seltz, director of the state's Health Policy Commission, agrees.
The broader impact of this announcement by the president is that it creates incredible instability and uncertainty across all health insurance markets. And that will lead to higher premiums for everyone.
In the meantime, the Massachusetts Health Connector has to review and likely revise a decision made just yesterday to sell insurance with the assumption that the cost-sharing payments would continue. If you're confused, you're not alone. Suzanne Curry with the consumer advocacy group Healthcare for All is among those scrambling to turn a chaotic situation into understandable options. Curry has this message for members who will start shopping for health insurance next month.
Sit tight. You know, open enrollment starts November 1st, and we should have more decisions within the next few days. So as soon as we have information, we're hoping that the Health Connector will get this out to everyone and that people will have an understanding of what options are available to them and what choices they have that fit their budget.
A scenario that may become increasingly difficult in this fight over repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.